I once knew a poet lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner would listen while he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. Then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhyme. Through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king of underground. Well, they found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. Everybody knows from his book that costs $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. 'Cause his books were all bestseller, and his poems were turned to song. Had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now he's called immortal, yes, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talents, a most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound. Growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? No.